You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. From the genius of jazz pianist Henry Butler, we jump feet first into a new episode of Neon Jazz. That was the tune Jump to the Music off his 2004 CD called Homeland, and that's exactly what folks have been doing to the music of Henry since the word go. And he has had a great jazz bio. He was blinded by glaucoma in infancy, and his journey towards a career in music began at the Louisiana State School for the Blind, where he learned to play the valve trombone, baritone horn, and the drums. But it was the piano and his voice that would later evolve as his signature talents that the world knows so well. At Southern University in Baton Rouge, he was mentored by clarinetist and educator Alvin Batiste. Always calling New Orleans his home, that all changed in 2005 after the Hurricane Katrina destroyed his home in the Gentilly section of New Orleans. Also, his 1925 vintage Mason and Hamlin piano was wrecked by the floodwaters. So after Katrina, he left New Orleans and briefly relocated to Colorado, living first in Boulder and then Denver. And these days, he is residing in New York City. And along with the tasty music, Henry is an avid photographer. photographer, a hobby he's had since 1984 after going to art exhibits in LA and asking friends to describe the featured works to him. His work was featured in the 2010 HBO 2 documentary called Dark Light, The Art of Blind Photographers. It's very intriguing. Of all the places he's been, artists he's jammed with, and the legacy he has etched, it's better that Henry describes what he believes his ultimate legacy will be. And we were fortunate enough in a recent interview with Neon Jazz for him to tell us in his own words.
I was one of the first very versatile musicians to perform in most of the Western styles of music. I was doing it at the point of my first recording, which was released in 1986, and I continue to do that during this day. So I think people will always remember me as a person who could play and did play in all of the Western styles of music. I never gave up on that, even when the jazz police said that it shouldn't be doing that.
And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from some downright good jazz pianist with cats like Joe Cartwright leading the march right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to keep that proverbial jazz album spinning, baby. And here's some more of that Henry Butler magic. This is the tune Butler's Boogie off the 2006 CD Blues After Sunset.
Hit it.
Yeah.
Larry Butler, and you are listening to Joe Dimino and Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
That was jazz trombonist Clifton Anderson with his 2012 song Mitsuru off his album And So We Carry On. And yes, we do. He grew up in a music-rich world. His father was a church organist and choir director, and his mother was a singer and pianist. At the age of 7, he got his first trombone that was a gift from his famous uncle, Sonny Rollins. He moved on to the Manhattan School and studied under the Metropolitan Opera trombonist, John Clark. By the early 80s, he was working with cats like Frank Foster, McCoy Tyner, Clifford Jordan, Stevie Wonder, Dizzy Gillespie, T.S. Monk, and many, many others.
What a resume.
Yes, he went on to have one nice little career. And that is a nice lineup right there. Straight from The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon and the band, and a good friend to Neon Jazz, this is Ian Hendrickson-Smith live at New York's famous little jazz joint known as Smalls back in 2010 with the song Love is a Losing Game. Thank you.
Hi, it's Ian Henderson Smith here, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
That was jazz tenor saxophonist and composer J.D. Allen III with the tune Our Man Rivas off the 2009 album Pharaoh's Children.
Yeah, if you're redneck, you could say Pharaoh.
Pharaoh.
That old Pharaoh, boy, he just enslaved them Israelites, I'll tell you what now.
Now we got that segment out. We can move on with the jazz bio here. He spent most of his career in New York City and was surrounded himself around some very, very cool cats, playing with the likes of Lester Bowie, George Cables, Betty Carter, Ron Carter, Jack DeJohnette, Orrin Evans, and the list goes on and on.
And that Pharaoh, boy.
It's Pharaoh. It always keeps coming back around. It's the Phoenix. Phoenix. His debut album was awarded the Best New Artist Award in Italy, of all places, back in 1999. But he's well-loved in America as well, and the world over.
And Egypt, that place.
That's right. They love him in Egypt. I want some taters. All right. From the genius of Bill Evans and Stan Getz together. Man, that's a good combo. This is the tune, But Beautiful, and that's the perfect way of putting it, off the 1995 album called But Beautiful, and it certainly is.
You ever see the mummy? Thank you.
listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
That was saxophonist, clarinetist, and composer Hamiet Blewett right out of Brooklyn, Illinois, with the tune Makin' Whoopee off his 2010 CD called A Tribute to King Cole's Trio. So his primary instrument is the baritone sax, and he is considered one of the finest living players on the instrument. He is also a member of the World Saxophone Quartet, and as a kid he studied piano, trumpet, and clarinet, but was most strongly attracted to the baritone sax from the age of 10 on. He began his musical career by playing the clarinet for Barrel House Dances in Brooklyn, Illinois, before joining the Navy Band in 1961. In the fall of 69, he moved to New York City and got his big break when he joined the Charles Mingus Quintet and the Sam Rivers Large Ensemble. That's quite a little resume there before he gets beginning. We just keep on staying cool on this episode of Neon Jazz. Here's Satchmo next, Louis Armstrong and his friends, and he had many of them, with the tune Any Old Time.
Some more neon jazz.
Thank you. Some of them send to their old folks their gun. That is their oldies in the hole. Others have friends in the old tender love. That is their oldies in the hole. They tell you of trips that they're going to take from Florida to the North Pole. Well, but that man will be burned like a falling star if they lose that oldies in the hole.
That was jazz clarinetist George Lewis with the 2009 tune Ace in the Hole, and he was a bit of a late bloomer. His big phase of fame and recognition came in the later decades of his life, but better late than never for him. And taking us away from this hour of neon jazz together is the very cool piano man, Kenny Barron, with his quartet with the tune And Then Again off the 2009 album called Invitation. And it's with that we thank you for tuning in to a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man always on the outer edge of the inner circle, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Why, thank you.
Yes. Like what you heard, well, we can't hear you, but we're always here for you and alive in cyberspace, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Okay, until next time.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy the music, my friends. Thank you.
Some good jazz right there.
Oh, yeah. Another one in the can, my friend.
In the can. Good job.
Thank you.
Well, don't get the big head like Pharaoh.
You have accomplished a phenomenal amount. Very often I get the credit for the work you do. And then when something goes haywire, you have to try to figure out how to clean it up.
Neon Jazz.